Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman is called on to perform a near miracle, rescuing Lois Lane and Perry White from a death trap set by the punchboard racketeer, Joe Solitaire.
Listen now to what I tell you, Muscles. Don't make any mistakes.
Okay, boss.
Eddie's taking Perry White and Miss Lane back to shore in the launch. Hit the speedboat, circle around in front of them. Before the launch reaches the channel buoy, open the speedboat wide and cut the launch in two. The speedboat has sharp metal bow. Should go through that launch like it was cream cheese.
Yeah, but what about Eddie?
That's too bad about Eddie.
You mean you're going to knock Eddie off, too?
Why not? We're getting two for one. They stack up better with the cops that way. Go ahead, Muscles. And make it good.
Last call for excitement. Last call for thrills. Today's your final chance to get in on Pep's terrific gyrocket offer on the air.
Correct. And you can still get your gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, if you act right away.
Correct. You have the rest of today to send for your gyrocket, the sensational rocket model. Yes, a gyrocket almost half a foot long. A zipping, zooming, flashing gyrocket that streaks right from your hand high into the sky.
This gyrocket is every inch businesslike. The long, streamlined body is shaped of brilliant colored wood in red or blue or yellow.
And a metal propeller at the stern of the rocket packs it with power.
Right. And launching's a cinch, because you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. With a flick of your wrist, you can zoom the gyrocket into the air, up over the treetop.
Now remember, this is the very last day we're offering this terrific gyrocket over the air. So don't say we didn't warn you. Here's your last chance to get several gyrockets and give them to your friends for Christmas. Talk about ideal presents.
Now for each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now or you'll miss out on the fun and excitement.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, the adventures of Superman. A dirty, vicious racket. The distribution of crooked punchboards to neighborhood candy stores where school children gamble away their nickels without a chance of winning anything is the first official problem faced by Editor Perry White, newly elected mayor of Metropolis. Kingpin of the dishonest racket is Joe Solitaire, who also owns and operates a palatial gambling ship anchored 3 miles off Metropolis Harbor, beyond the legal limit of arrest. In a surprise move, Solitaire invited Perry White to visit his floating quarters and talk things over. And unable to contact Clark Kent, who was out covering efforts of the police, Perry White asked Lois Lane to go along with him. As we join them now, they have left the gambling ship after an unsatisfactory discussion with Joe Solitaire and are being taken to shore in a launch owned by the gambling racketeer and operated by one of his henchmen known as Eddie. Seated in the stern of the launch, neither the gray-haired former editor nor the girl reporter are aware that Joe Solitaire has set a death trap for them. A trap whose jaws are a watery grave. Lois is still fuming.
I just can't get over that slimy, frog-eyed little monstrosity sitting there and telling us that kids like to take chances, that they get a kick out of playing his crooked punch board.
Yes, and he didn't even blink when I pointed out that the kids haven't got a chance, that nobody ever won anything on his board.
Chief, there must be a way of stopping a man who induces children to gamble.
Yeah.
Why, a mother gives her child money to buy food in the school lunchroom. And what happens? The poor kid is lured into throwing away his nickels on a punch board because he thinks he may win a $50 bicycle.
Not a chance with those crooked boards.
Right. So the kid loses, and then, afraid to tell his mother, he borrows. Or maybe even steals.
Yes, and then he's called a juvenile delinquent.
Exactly. And that pop-eyed crook sits out there on his million-dollar yacht and plays solitaire while his racket robs children of nickels needed for food.
Shh, Lois, not so loud.
Well,
the fellow running the launch is one of solitaire's boys, you know.
I don't care. I'm so burned up, I'm not afraid of anything or anybody.
Okay, but take it easy, Lois. Well, we must be heading into the channel or getting close to it. I hear a bellboy.
What are those red and green lights over there,
Chief? That's another boat, and looks like a... What? Well, that's funny.
What?
Why, the lights on that boat, they went out.
Wait a minute. Listen. What's that?
It's a motor. Open wide, a powerful one.
It's coming closer.
Hey, you.
Yeah?
Which way's that boat headed?
I don't know.
It's running without lights.
So what?
Chief, I don't like this.
Neither do I. Can't you go any faster?
She's wide open now. What are you worrying about?
I don't like the idea of...
Look, here it comes. It's heading right for us.
Jump, Lois.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Mr. Kent. Here's the final draft of that story. I talked to about 100 kids, and it's just like we thought.
Uh-huh.
70 out of 100 play the punch boards. I told them it didn't stand a chance, and most of them said I was crazy.
They did, eh?
Uh-huh. You see, what happens is this. Some of the storekeepers feed them cock and bull stories about guys who won bicycles and things.
Uh-huh.
They even give them names and addresses. So I checked up on a couple of them, and of course they're phony.
Of course.
Did you call the hospital again about popcorn?
A few minutes ago, Jim. There's no change. He still looks bad. His age is against him.
Mr. Kent, I'll bet I can get 1,000 kids to fight those rotten racketeers. Not only kids, but men and women, too. Anyone who ever went to the Mulberry Street School would go to bat for Pop Klein.
That's swell, Jim, but the police haven't even been able to locate Muscles McGraw, the goon who almost killed Pop Klein. Incidentally, do you know where Lois is?
Miss Lane?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't been able to locate her, and I can't find Perry White either. All I hope is they haven't...
Want me to take it?
No, thanks, Jim. I got it. Hello, Clark Kent speaking.
Clark. It's Lois.
Who?
Lois Lane Clark.
Good grief, where are you?
Is it the chief, Mr. Kent?
No, it's Lois. Lois, where are you?
Clark, the boat we were in, and that another boat hit us.
What boat, Lois?
Never mind that, Clark. I swam to shore, but the chief...
Yes?
He didn't come up.
Great Scott.
What is it, Mr. Kent?
Where are you, Lois?
I'm in a restaurant on Water Street, across from the American steamship.
I'll be right down.
Wait a minute, Clark. Wait. Call Inspector Henderson. Tell him we'll need the Marine, police, and the Coast Guard.
All right. You stay where you are, Lois, and wait for me.
What's up, Mr. Kent?
Don't ask questions now, Jim. Call Inspector Henderson. Tell him to alert the Marine Police and the Coast Guard and to meet me in a restaurant on Water Street across from the American steamship dock. You stand by here in case we need you.
Well, gosh, can't you tell me what happened before you go?
No time for details, Jim, but it looks bad. Now, pull yourself together, Lois. What happened after the speedboat hit the launch?
Well, I'm not sure, Clark.
Well, try to remember.
Just before it struck, I heard the chief yell to me to jump.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a terrific crash and a blinding explosion.
Yeah?
Something hit me on the back of the head, and the next thing I remember, I was in the water. But there was no sign of the chief.
No?
I shouted until I heard no more voice, and then I gave up and started swimming toward shore.
Oh, you poor kid, and the chief.
He's gone, Corp. They'll never find him.
Oh, Lois, you've got to keep your chin up. What about the man who was running the launch? What happened to him?
I don't know, and I don't care. Poor Mr. White.
Lois, listen. You wait here for Inspector Henderson and tell him what happened.
All right.
I've got something to do. I'm going to try to perform a miracle.
We'll be back in a moment for the tense and exciting climax of today's episode, when Clark Kent, in his true role of Superman, discovers that miracles are not so easy to perform. So keep listening.
Now, listen carefully. Here's the final important word about your Gyrocket, because this is the very last day we're offering it on the air.
Remember, the Gyrocket is the terrific rocket model from Kellogg's Pet, the super cereal.
Yes, sir. A Gyrocket that flies and zooms and streaks right from your hand. A Gyrocket almost half a foot long that you send flashing into the sky up over the treetops. Listen to this.
The Gyrocket has a sleek, streamlined wooden body, brilliantly colored in red or yellow or blue.
At the stern of the rocket, a steel propeller develops maximum thrust. A flick of your wrist and off it soars, streaking into the sky, higher and higher.
Remember, the Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a solid steel and wood model, sturdy enough for hundreds of launchings. And it comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Here's your last chance to send for several Gyrockets. Yes, sir, thrills for yourself and thrills for your friends when you give them the perfect Christmas present, a Gyrocket.
Now listen, for each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, today this offer's going off the air for good. So it's now or never. For each Gyrocket, send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, together with your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it now. This offer's limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
3 miles offshore in the master stateroom of the gambling ship Lady Luck, a man with thick, ugly lips and water-gray eyes that bulge from his head like peeled white grapes is seated at a table playing a game of solitaire.
Black 8 on the red 9. Red 7 on the black 8. Black queen on the red king. Not bad. Not bad at all.
At almost the same moment, a red-caped, blue-costumed figure, wheeling and dipping like some giant swallow, is covering every inch of the dark ocean water beyond the Metropolis Channel buoy.
If I find him now, it will be a miracle. Nothing but black water and floating driftwood. I guess Lois was right. He's gone. Dead and gone. Just when he was about to realize his greatest ambition, to bring honesty and decency to city government. It isn't fair. It isn't right. A racketeer like Joe Solitaire is allowed to live. What's happening? Something's stabbing through me. I'm losing my strength. I'm falling.
King of hearts, king of spades, king of diamonds. Well, that does it. I won again.
Yes, Joe Solitaire, you won again. And more than just a card game. You don't know it, but only a mile or so from your gambling ship, the Man of Steel, Superman, has been mysteriously struck down in midair. And as you laid the winning card on the table, his helpless body, stripped of its amazing strength and superhuman powers of flight, is falling like a sawdust dummy, plummeting down into the black waters of the sea. What has happened? What strange and mysterious force suddenly knifed through the darkness and cut down Superman? Gang, whatever you do and wherever you are, don't miss Monday's episode of this amazing story. And tell your friends to listen, too. Because for the first time in his history, Superman discovers he has an enemy more powerful than he is. Listen Monday, same time, same station. Don't miss the next thrill-packed episode of this racket-busting story on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.